This is CPR News. I'm Natalia Navarro. Nearly 2.3 million Colorado voters have returned their ballots so far ahead of Tuesday's election. For the first time in this general election, unaffiliated voters took the lead on ballot returns this week. They've now cast over 36% of the total ballots returned, followed by Democratic voters with more than 34%, then Republicans with nearly 28%. 72 inmates at the El Paso County Jail have tested positive for coronavirus. The sheriff's office detected the virus in 8 inmates early in the week and on Thursday confirmed that 64 more are infected. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
The sheriff's office says it will be making significant operational changes to address the outbreak and prevent any further spread of the virus. It says all inmates and staff will be tested for the virus within the next week, and inmates are being given personal protective equipment. The office says no inmates have needed hospitalization so far in this outbreak. Earlier in the pandemic, a deputy who worked at the jail died of COVID-19. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
State regulators are considering new rules that could end routine burning of excess natural gas at oil and gas wells by 2022. The Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission wants companies to install systems that collect the gas instead of burning it on site, a practice known as flaring. Natural gas is largely methane, a planet-warming gas. Flaring does not always burn all of the methane. Other hazardous pollutants can get into the atmosphere, too. This is CPR News.